famous chef, cookbook writer, Rocco DiSpirito, says you can lose weight fast and safely and eat all the foods you love by listening to his version of the keto diet. Join me, Joan Hamburg, on Let Me Tell You with this famed chef and lose at least 10, 20 pounds. Rocco DiSpirito, who's one of the great chefs, in fact, was a James Beard Award winner, even with his first restaurant. And Rocco is the author of at least 13 books. He is just such a terrific communicator. And his latest book, Rocco's Keto Comfort Food Diet, he says, eat the foods you miss, lose up to a pound a day. Sounds good to me. And the recipes are mouthwatering. So, Rocco, tell me everything. Where did you decide that this diet is a great example?
Hi, Joan. How are you? It's so nice to be talking to you. You're so generous. I appreciate the lovely, warm introductions. As always, and you give me a lot more credit than I deserve.
Come on, I knew when you used a motorcycle to our radio station. Do you remember that?
I still can't believe that? I did that. What? How ridiculous was that?
You almost
with
got
my dog,
killed.
With my dog, no less.
I know. And we'd go and we'd see that big bike outside and say, Rocco's here.
Yeah.
Rocco's here.
I remember a couple of times I started the show from a cab because I was late. And so I would call in and literally do my show from the cab. Sometimes the caddy would be one of the guests.
Well, that's you.
Those
always,
are good times.
You always they good were time. Good times. And sometimes, if you were really feeling in a good mood, you'd bring Mama's meatballs.
Yeah, there was that too. So sometimes I'd bring her with the meatballs.
I know we love Mama. Yeah. She was great.
I'm glad you're doing well at ABC, and it's really nice to be a guest on your show again. Thank you for supporting the book.
Well, I'm happy
It's got a Mama's meatballs recipe in it. So
I saw that
for people. Yes, yeah, so for people who love those meatballs, this is a keto version of it. And you know, keto, as you well know, and I'm sure your audience is now familiar, is a low carb diet, but also a high fat diet, and it does very specific things to your body chemistry and helps you burn fat. I mean, that's the simplest description. I've been writing keto books for quite a while. My first book, Now Eat This, is a low-carb diet, pound-a-day diet, specifically referred to ketogenesis for most of the book. You know, the issue is, Joan, that most people didn't understand what keto was, and it sounded like a bad word, so no one wanted to put it on the cover of their books. But I've been promoting a low-carb diet for a very long time. You know, we get far too many of our calories from processed, empty-calorie carbs, like French fries and potatoes and crackers and cookies and chips. And that's really the big problem. And if you eliminate those, you're halfway there. And then if you add the high-fat part of the scenario to it, you're going to burn all those fat reserves. And it's just how the body works. When the body has an abundance of fat, it switches from carbs to fat as its primary fuel source. I mean, it's pretty simple chemistry, and the math always adds up. Every time I get in trouble with my weight, I go back to an Atkins-style.
Right.
You know, and it works. So for any of your listeners who want to drop 10, 15 pounds, 20 pounds very quickly, safely, this is a great way to do it. Plus, I used all the comfort food recipes from my last 13 books. I iterated them so that they would be keto friendly. So we have fried chicken and Mama's meatballs and mac and cheese and all the comfort food dishes that people love.
Right, donuts and everything. But
yeah,
you definitely. Start.
The chocolate chip pan cookie is insanely delicious, Joan. I don't mean to sound modest. It is so good. People, if anyone tries even one recipe, that's amazing.
All right, well, we're going to do that. But you start with a 3-day cleanse.
I do, yes. So the cleanse is important just to reset the body, reset the mind. It's a physiological thing. You drink a lot of water. You drink keto coffee, which does a really good job of telling your body we're switching. Hey, man, we're going from carbs to to fat. Because when you combine coffee, caffeine, and either ghee or grass-fed butter or any other MCT fat like coconut oil, your body starts to change its internal chemistry and internal functioning. And then we also add intermittent fasting for those 3 days to up to 2 weeks, which is eating between, there's a 12-hour window where you eat all your food, and then you don't eat for another 12 hours. And that does seem to have a additional impact on the weight loss.
Right.
So when you're, and a lot of people just do that for weight loss these days, and it works.
It can work.
In my other books, I've been a fan of metabolic fasting, which is mm-hmm. many meals, and many small meals over short intervals. And this book, I've sort of switched it up just because there's so much new evidence out there, and the studies show that intermittent fasting plus keto is extremely effective.
I wonder why. I mean, what's the reason behind that?
So your body is using fat as energy, and when you fast, your body also uses fat as energy and not carbs. So those two decisions will signal to your body and your brain that it's time to use the reserves. So if you add them together, it can be very powerful. But you do have to eat a certain amount of calories for those 3 days. I think it's
to burn
800 for the 3 days, move up to 900 and then 1200 and then ultimately around 2000 with desserts and all that added back in. We'll wait.
Okay, it sounds good to me. Rocco's
There's also a mood enhancer element to a keto diet. I'm sure you've spoken to many doctors. I know you have a lot of doctors on as guests, and most scientists and doctors agree now that burning ketones or ketone bodies helps you feel a little better. So there's a little bit of an antidepressant quality to it. No, I've felt that. Not every one of my clients feels that, so I don't want to push that as a value-added element mm-hmm. too hard, but there are people who feel much, much better. I think sometimes it's just the losing of the weight that makes you feel better.
Right. I mean, even though people say it's good, if you're fat, you can be happy, but basically hard to be happy if you're carrying around a lot of extra weight.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised what losing 10 pounds in a few days can do to someone.
It's
a big accomplishment.
It makes you really feel good. I noticed that in a lot of the recipes, and Rocco is a spectacular cook, so you can be sure
Thank
his
you.
Recipes really work. Whether he's telling you how to make a biscuit from a cheddar cheese and really spruce it up, or a chocolate zucchini bread, or a fried chicken, or a salmon burger, it's going to work and it's going to be good. But I noticed you use cauliflower a lot, too.
Yeah, so the cauliflower,
the rice.
It's still working well for a lot of people, and a lot of people have come around and embraced it. And now that it's sold in riced versions and mashed and purees and flours everywhere, people have discovered the magic of cauliflower. It's a very low calorie, high fiber, high water containing vegetable, and has just enough fiber and starch in it to help you make things like pizza and breads and mac and cheese, but not so much where you'll gain weight from it. You can eat a lot. You can eat cauliflower, mountains of it, and never gain weight. So add dairy back to the diet in this book. In my last book, which you kindly covered, I had much more strict parameters, no dairy, very little meat. Here I've added dairy and meat back because I wanted this to appeal to a very broad audience. I want all those ketonians out there, and there are a lot of them now, to not discount the book because I was also pushing a plant-based agenda. So here mm-hmm. I've used a lot of vegetables in the dishes, so it's not going to be all bacon and red meat, but dairy and meat are an important part of this diet.
And it all sounds good. And you use coconut oil.
Yeah, coconut oil is a very important.
You're a big
fan. Very important. Yeah, I'm a big fan. And I think the scientists agree now that it's a medium-chain triglyceride fat that provides satiety quickly. It will reduce your cholesterol, not increase your cholesterol. You can always use extra virgin olive oil. That is ultimately my favorite plant-based fat. And the one I suggest everyone use every chance they get.
I'm talking to Rocco DiSpirito, his new book, Keto Comfort Food Diet, with a very happy-looking Rocco on the cover holding half an avocado. So how's your life? Are you still chefing, or you're concentrating on the book?
No, I'm still chefing. I just spent 2 years at the Standard.
You got big reviews.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we got nice reviews. We got into the Michelin Guide, and that went really well. I'm looking for looking at some new projects. I'm thinking something very small in New York City, and I'm looking at some fast casual opportunities as well.
Okay, it sounds great. All the best to you, Rocco. We enjoyed
the book.
Thank you very much. Continued success. I'm Joan Hamburg. Rocco DiSpirito, Keto Comfort Food Diet. You can eat everything you love. Rocco says you can lose a pound a day, and the book comes with his own version of a 3-day, like a little detox plan, but giving you plenty of stuff, too. And Rocco talks about bone broth. You know, that's a big thing. I noticed that even in my neighborhood, a little shop opened up, and all it does is sell bone broth, beef, chicken, everything like that, and the store's crowded. Anyway, enjoy the book. Recipes are easy to cook with, and they sound yummy. I'm Joan Hamburg.